Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Guest-approved bedding for a season of hosting, top brands and cookware, festive holiday decor for indoors and out, and so much more. Whether you need a new sofa that fits the whole family or a new serving dish that fits your famous sweet potato casserole, Wayfair is the place to go for Black Friday deals on finds to feast. Get festive and get comfortable all season long. Plus, sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home, even the big stuff. And the best part, speedy delivery in time for the holidays. There's no place like home for the holidays, and no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. Shop early Black Friday deals right now and save up to 70% off, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, hello there. I hope you're well. Burley's taking a little nap over here. I've had a... Today we're going to talk about something that I think is not talked about too often. And I definitely don't talk about it enough. And it's going to be good. But again, I'm doing these kind of one-off podcasts because they're short and sweet. And I just wanted to get something out to you guys. But Burley's taking a nap over here. So if you hear him snoring, that's what that is. Also took up, been like pushing myself a lot as a human, and a couple of things. If you guys follow me on Instagram, I mean, if you follow me on Instagram, you probably know I've been, I don't want to say I've been working out a lot, but I've been doing jiu-jitsu now for a while. Let's say 8 months, I'd say, and I'm a blue belt now, and normally it takes a year, and I did it in 100 days because I busted my butt. And jiu-jitsu was really healthy for me because it was the only thing that allowed me to take myself out of work. It was the only thing I was able to like focus on outside of work, and that was really healthy for me. And it's also a point in my career where I could do that. I felt comfortable to do that. I felt like I could not necessarily let off the gas, but mentally let off the gas, where I'm like, I don't have to every single second work. I can actually remove myself from work for a little bit and do some other things in life. So I've been doing jiu-jitsu, but part of that is like mental clarity and mental health and staying focused, and mental health is just important. And so that was really healthy. And then I started getting into cold plunging because it increased my dopamine levels a lot. It increased my discipline a lot. And I don't know if you guys are even interested in anything like that, but just as a human that's trying to figure life out and navigating through life, that, you know, those things are really healthy for me. And I'm sure that there's people out there that are listening that can relate to that and can feel that. Like, you know, I have two young boys now. One's two and change, and then Shia is our newest, and he's about 8 weeks. And we've been traveling a lot. Chaya was 8 weeks, and at 4 weeks, he was in two countries by that point, and that's not normal, and I'm not saying that it's cool. All I'm saying is our life is a little bit different, like fast-paced and constantly moving, you know, suitcases and Airbnbs and hotels and cars and planes and the whole nine. And so I needed, you know, some grounding. And so I've been like really searching to continue to stay happy in a world. Oops, sorry, that's probably gonna come through on my phone. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. That's my stupid ring that goes off. Anyway, I apologize if that disrupted this. But that was so. Anyway, so I've been like chasing happiness and becoming more happier with life and clarity and mental health. I've decreased my caffeine intake considerably, decreased alcohol to just about nothing, maybe like once a month I'll have a glass of wine if I'm out for dinner or something. And that's just my personal choice. I have plenty of friends that their DNA makeup allow them to have a six pack and get up and go to work next day. If I did that, I'd be hungover for 4 days. So I guess my point is I've just been like struggling with finding the balance in life over the years. And you know, if you guys have been listening and watching me for a while, maybe you might be able to see that. You know, I'm just constantly working. People are coming like, take a break, take time for yourself. And I appreciate all the concern and kindness. I really do. It does mean a lot to me, but I just, you know, was just working so hard to get to a point where I feel like I feel comfortable, and I have a lot to do, but I feel more comfortable now than I've ever been in my career. And so I've been searching for ways to become a human, because to be completely honest, I haven't been like a real human in life. It seems I've just been, and I'm sure you guys can relate to this, you've just been hammering away at work. And regardless of what you do, if you work at McDonald's or you own your own company, you can understand that you're working really hard to make your goals happen, regardless of what those goals are. We all have them, and there's a huge spectrum of that. And so I started doing jiu-jitsu, which was really healthy for me, just really humbling too, just knowing that, think about it. You wake up at, I do 6 a.m. classes, which again is hard for me, getting up at 5 to go and literally try to defend yourself of grown men trying to choke you out so you can't breathe. I mean, that's hard. It's also just humbling knowing that there's a lot of people that can do it, and trying to figure out how to organize your thoughts and do that. So that's a whole thing. And then cold plunging has been really huge, because statistics are I started listening to a lot. I listened to a lot of podcasts myself. Big fan of the Joe Rogan podcast, because he has such a diverse group of people on there, which is great. And one of the guests was Andrew Huberman, and he was talking about how cold plunging increases dopamine considerably, but one of the statistics was it increases dopamine by like three times as much as a drug, and that's like insane. Like, so I can't remember the exact statistic, but it increased dopamine by a considerable amount compared to like an SSRI, which is an antidepressant. And I was like, wow, I want to get into that, because like that's a really healthy thing to do. And then it goes into the idea of doing something really hard. So I just noticed, and again, this is just me as a human, and I thought maybe I'd share my thoughts, and then we're going to get into something about dogs in a minute. The podcast is a really easy way for me to dive into some things that have helped me that may help you guys. Could help you guys. And one of the things that cold plunging has done is getting into like 34 degree water, which, you know, you don't have to get into that cold. You can get in at 50 and then work your way down. That's what I did. I started off in a little tiny cheap $30 thing from Amazon, and now I have like a really high-end expensive cold box of torture. And what it did for my brain and my thought process, and the reason why I'm even doing this podcast right now, is because I cold plunged earlier. Truthfully, like, So think about it like this: in your brain, in the way that your brain, my brain works, I don't know about yours, is, and this is kind of like, I don't know, not vulnerable for me to talk about, but I just don't know if this is going to hit with a lot of people. So, I don't know. Hopefully this is helpful. If not, you can skip past this. But cold plunging, or doing something hard like cold plunging, like working out or running or stepping on the mat in jiu-jitsu as a man that's, you know, for me is like, I'm a professional and expert in my field, and I'm a teacher in my field. I'm a leading expert in my field, right? And so for me to go and start something completely new at 35 was hard, right? And I was like, I want to do it though. So I did it, right? So cold plunging really is something that is complementary to that, because think about like you're really comfortable and you're sitting there, and then you get into your swimming outfit, and you know, your swimming shorts or whatever, if you're a girl, bikini or bathing suit or whatever, and you go out and you get into something really cold, that sucks. And what happens is your brain says, get out, you have to get out. This is uncomfortable. And it is uncomfortable. But if you learn how to fight that, and you learn how to, like, in your head, I think a lot of times, especially when we're comfortable, we don't progress. And so if you're like, I don't really want to do that, I don't really want to do it. And we live in a world now, in my opinion, that we can escape uncomfortability more than anything, any other time that we've ever had. Like, the internet obviously allows us to do that. But then also, like, let's say you go into line at a grocery store, or you're sitting there, and like, everyone just picks up their phone. They pick up their phone. It's become this pacifier, I've seen. And I'm sure there's studies out there on this, but it's just something I see. I just watch human behavior, especially at airports when I'm just sitting there. I just watch people. They go up to the counter to check in. They pick up their phone. They put it in their pocket. They pick up their phone. They put it in their pocket. And I'm not saying I never do this. I'm just saying, like, I'm very mindful of this, that we literally can't think a lot. We don't think a lot. We just do, right? When we get nervous, or when we get into a comfortable position, or when we get bored, we pick up our phone. We don't think for ourselves anymore. And so I guess my point is when you force yourself to do something uncomfortable, like the cold plunge, for example, it's just an option, you are, in your head, you're breaking down this barrier of uncomfortability. You don't have to do it. Nobody's forcing you to do it. But you're like, no, I'm going to, like, what I tell people is to get your inner bitch out. I'm like, I'm just going to go get this out. Like, it's something I don't want to do, but I'm going to go smash it and get it done with. And it's just like this thing in your head that you're like, and again, this may be aversive to a lot of people who, I guess, I don't know, don't want to do things uncomfortable or find this crazy, but I also was the same person. I literally was like, I can't believe people are getting into cold water for fun. This is ridiculous. How crazy could you be? I'm a lunatic. You know, that's what I was thinking about it. And then when I started doing it, I'm like, oh, this is literally retraining my brain. And so when I get into cold plunge now, it's like, get out, get out, get out. Not anymore. It still sucks every time. That's why I like it. It never gets comfortable. I never get comfortable in it. But what it does is it trains your brain. It kind of calluses your brain and your mind to be able to work through something you don't want to do. And let's say you do that every day and you do something to that caliber multiple times a day, right? Like, for me, this is kind of like how I've really built up to become the person I'm starting to become, which I'm really proud. Okay, I'll put it this way. This is really heavy, but I'm proudest of the person I am now than I ever have been. And that's, I never really looked at it like that. I'm just saying this on the podcast, just talking about it out loud. And I think that's really true for me. Like, I'm the proudest of myself now, right? We all have this, like, subconscious idea of who we are and who we think we are and who we actually are. And I'm the proudest of who I actually am now because of the things that I'm doing behind the scenes to help me as a person, to help me become a better husband, father, business owner, boss, a coworker, etc. Like, I'm just trying everything I can to be a better person. And some of those things are, like, getting into the cold really helped me, because throughout the day, imagine if that's what you've done in the morning or in the afternoon, like the rest of the day. So again, I cold plunged today. I didn't want to do it, but I did it. And I just recorded a podcast. Now I'm doing another one because I'm like, do one more. Don't be a little wuss. Just do another one. You got it. The No Bad Dog Army deserves it. Crank out another one. Just do it. Right? So I was like, I just got into bow archery. Again, like, another thing that I wanted to challenge myself with, because it's something that I know that it's challenging to do, and it's something that I just wanted to just whack targets, and I see a lot of people do it, and I'm like, man, and I've heard, my friend Mike Jones is a dog trainer, does it competitively, and he's like, it's so addicting. And then I started shooting. I'm like, man, this is great. So my point is I was like, I really want to watch another video on how to become a better archer, but I'm like, or I can just do a podcast. And I chose to do this because of like that mindset that's created. So it's a little off topic, but I don't even know how we got into this or how I got into this anyway, but I just wanted to let you guys know some things that I've been doing in my own life that have really helped me be happier and more productive and more of a stand-up type of, like, it's hard because even for me, if I take a day off, like, I'm air quoting, I never in my life ever have ever just sat around, like, to do nothing. I am like, I'll sit on the couch and make, you know what? I've worked really hard. I've worked out all day. You know, like for an example, if I wake up at 5 to do jiu-jitsu at 6, come home, work out, that means run for 2 miles, do weights, cold plunge, work, emails, do the kids stuff, you know, do the breakfast. And then like, my point is at the end of the day, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to watch something on Netflix and I'll do it for about 3 minutes and my mind starts going. I'm like, I got to hit my laptop. I got to do this. Person, send this email. I want this. I want that. So I'm just not that type of person. And all the things that I was talking about, like doing jiu-jitsu and working out, like even if you guys like think about this, if you're thinking to yourself, like, I'm not going to get into martial arts because that's not on my in my wheelhouse, or I'm not going to get into the cold because that's crazy. Even if you guys, I would recommend just moving, just like doing. And again, I don't, you know, who's listening to this and what kind of shape you're in. But even if you go out and just like walk or you run and you get outside, like it's so good for you. I think we're just in this world and this society that we're just waiting around for things to happen, and we become, you know, I just see it, like some of my friends, they're just like stuck in this rut and they're just not happy and they're not healthy. And like, I'm like, guys, like you got to move your body. Like our bodies aren't supposed to be in this state. And I know
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's hard. And again, guys, like it's easy for me to say, right? Because but I have a lot of responsibilities and I'm really busy and I'm able to get it in. And, you know, those are just some things that's really helped me. And it's made me become happier, which I don't think there's anything else in life people should be really chasing. You know, like at the end of the day, like you can have as much success financially or, I don't know. It's just about being happy. And I'm not, I think I have a lot of work to do in every aspect of my life, but I'm really happy and proud of the person I've become now with all of those things. Like I've just become a better person because of that. And I just wanted to say that out loud. The podcast is this weird, I'm not in a camera. It's not post on social media necessarily. But I do know that thousands of people listen to this thing, and I hope that that gives you guys some motivation or at least some, like, that's just what's helped for me. And literally my whole career has been doing what I just did there. Tom, you got that good with that. That dog did that. How'd you do that? That's literally my career. And I just thought, like, well, I've become really happy. So what I'm going to do is portray, like, to you guys and relay to you, rather, this is how I've become happier human. And I don't talk about it because I don't know, people might take it like, I don't know, people might take it a certain way on social media because it's kind of like, I don't know, it might be aversive to people because they're like, stick to dogs, you know? And I'm like, well, I just want people to be happier and live a better life, you know? So anyway, I just wanted to say that. But what I really wanted to talk about, getting to the dogs, starting now, 16 minutes later, is one thing that isn't talked about enough is dog owners not understanding, and this is good for dog owners and dog trainers, not understanding that you can't, There's a difference between, okay, so before I jump into this, there's a difference between behavior training, so your dog being reactive, aggressive, fearful, stressed, etc., anxious, versus obedience training. When you're doing obedience training, that's like learning how to drive or something like that, right? It's a very analogued utility of heel, sit, down, place, stay. Yes, it's considered dog training, sure, but it's just one leg and one piece of the puzzle of dog training. And you can go to a dog trainer to obtain the information, skills, knowledge, and training for your dog to, meaning you can bring your dog to a dog trainer and your dog trainer could teach your dog that, and then you can also do it. That's something that you can do. But when we talk about behavioral training or even behavior modification training, changing the dog's behavior, changing the way that the dog thinks, changing the way that the dog responds emotionally to things is something that you have to do as an owner. And what I mean by that is so many times dog owners will, and I run into this a lot, Tom, can you help me with my dogs? They're out of control. Oh, what are they doing? Barking, lunging, fighting with each other, resource guarding, etc. I'm like, that has nothing to do with me. Can you change? I kind of put this mirror up. I'm like, can you change? Because if you can change, then your dogs can change because you're the one who created this, period. So that's just something that's not talked about. So many dog owners are, and I get it because they don't, and that's why I'm making this podcast, I guess, is because dog owners don't realize that you can't just hire somebody to fix your problems. It would be like hiring a personal trainer to get skinnier. Like, you have to do the work. Especially, it's same thing with obedience for sure, but when you're talking about behavioral training, you are 9 times out of 10, you are the reason why your dog is behaving badly, period. Like, it's literally that simple. If your dog is has resource guarding or is reactive or is anxious, sure, there can be some genetic disposition that forms them into that lane, sure. But for the most part, you're the only one that can fix that. Your dog trainer is not going to be able to fix that. So I get and I'm sure a lot of dog trainers can agree to this, and dog owners, I hope that this is insightful, that when you're looking to make changes in the way that your dog behaves, you have to hire a coach more than anything. And that's why I've struggled over the years to even call myself a trainer, because I'm not. I'm a dog coach. I'm a coach. I'm a human coach. Specializes in dog behavior. It's really what I am. I've even gotten to a point, especially when I seminar, which I have a seminar next month in December. Tickets available in the link description. But even when I seminar, I tell people, like, I don't even want to handle dogs this seminar. Because if people can get the results that they came here for without me touching the dogs, that means the owners did all the work and they're going to be more sustainable and more successful with their dogs in the future. So I've gotten to that point in my career where that's what I'm doing. And I'm sure other dog trainers are going to start doing the same thing because it's the best type of training you could possibly do. Now, again, when you're talking about, like, my friend Forrest Mickey, who does competitive obedience, and he, like, for those of you who don't know what competitive obedience is, it's basically like a dog doing really fancy stuff in an obedience level, and it takes a considerable amount of skill and training to do, and it takes time. Now, if you're looking for that, like, yeah, like, for, okay, let's put it this way. It would be the difference between hiring a personal trainer to lose 50 pounds because you're overweight and you want to get in good shape versus hiring a bodybuilder coach to just build your shoulders to get bigger because it's the only thing that you need to work on. Like, it's very, very, very precise. And in that case, you are going to hire a specialist to get your dog's head to go 2 inches higher because it looks better or because you don't want to get any points taken off in competition. So so there is a degree of difference for sure in those two things. But I just find that, you know, people email and DM me and comment, like, I need help. I'm like, yeah, you definitely need help. But the problem is the first 30 seconds when I start talking about you, you start talking about all your dog problems, and that's actually not the problem. You could tell me these are all symptoms. Your dog misbehaving are symptoms. Those are all symptoms of other things. Period. It's the same thing with like human health. Like we get into this, and again, if you guys couldn't tell, I'm getting super into the last couple of years. I've been really into like health and proactive, and we have a naturopath doctor. I take blood tests pretty much quarterly, and I plug myself in to be proactive about everything, kind of like biohacking type stuff, doing a lot of like NAD drips, like all the things to stay healthy, because the system that we have, and again, this is subjective, I guess, depending on who you talk to, but what I've realized in my research is the healthcare system, I know that the people that are in it want you to get better, but the way that the system in whole is set up is it's not for you to get better. And it's the same thing when you're, it's the same thing that our dog training systems are kind of like set up. How? Well, let me try to talk here. It's the same way that dog training is kind of set up, where dog trainers set up shop, a dog owner comes in with a problem, a dog trainer says, look, this, and I used to train like this. Like I used to take the dog and fix it really quick, air quotes, fix it, meaning stop the behavior, stop the problem. And then so here's how I used to do it. Then I would dive into, this is why, this is what you need to change. And sometimes I still will do that. But for the most part now, if somebody brings me a dog with a problem, I don't even show them what their dog is capable of until they actually do it themselves, because I just find it to be more rewarding. So now what I do is I basically, when a dog owner comes in, I consult with them. It's like therapy. I'm sitting there talking to them about their problems, and I go, okay. And then I go out and I start pinpointing this. And I never show them what their dog is capable of until they find it on their own. So again, it's kind of the same thing. Is if the normal system is bring your dog to a dog trainer, watch how good they are with your dog, and then you try to do it and you epically fail. Of course you're going to fail, because you're not set up for success in the first place. Because you're eating, for the humans, like you're eating like junk, you're not exercising. You're going to the doctor, they're giving you pills. It's like, it doesn't work. Like that's not, it's almost to keep you around, right? And so I don't want to ever see you again if you're my client, and jokingly saying that, but I want you to make sure that you know what you're doing. And I always tell people it's not dogs by Tom, it's humans by Tom. Back in the day when I started social media, I was like, so many accounts were so-and-so, dogs by so-and-so, dogs by so-and-so. And I'm like, guys, unless you're like breeding dogs, I mean, I don't know why we would call ourselves that, or put ourselves into that situation, because ultimately at the end of the day, the human is the person that's ultimately going to predicate if the dog is going to be successful or not. So if you're a dog owner, please go to a dog trainer for help, but understand you need to look for a dog trainer who's going to tell you the mistakes and the things that you're doing wrong and are honest with you. And I think a lot of dog trainers have a hard time because they do that, or maybe they don't, but a lot of them do. And they go, Tom, they don't listen. What do I do if they don't listen? Well, that's where, when you're consulting with dog owners, you have to tell them this, all your reactivity, your anxiousness, your resource guarding, your dog's not listening is because of you. And unless you change and you listen to me, not only will you not see results, but you're wasting your time and your money before we proceed. They agree. You have a physical contract that says what I just said, and they go, got it. I'm willing to change. Perfect. That's the perfect client. And most people are. But what most people aren't prepared for is when they bring their dog into a dog trainer for you to turn around and go, this has nothing to do with your dogs. That is 100% you, which is why I created the brand No Bad Dogs in the first place. Literally. See, only like No Bad Dogs was a brand that I just kept saying, it's not your dog. It's not your dog. It's not your dog. It's not your dog. Because I specialize in an expert in behavior, working with reactive and aggressive dogs. It's not your dog. It's you. It's 100% you. So unless you're willing to change, it's not going to happen. Again, I exchanged DMs with somebody recently and they were like, do you guarantee your results? I said, hell no. Hell no. Ew. Ick. No. Because Every single thing that is going wrong with your dog is 1,000% predicated off of what you're doing. And I don't guarantee humans. But if you want to learn the mistakes that you're making and how to make it better, I can show you. But if you don't, you're wasting your time and money. I'm not wasting anything. I've done this a bazillion times. It's like I can do it in my sleep, right? So that's just one thing I wanted to talk about because I don't think it's talked about a lot. Like it's like bringing your, it's not like bringing your car to the mechanic and say, hey, fix this. This is a problem. Like that's not what it's like. These dogs are a product of us. And the reason why they are all of a sudden misbehaving and all over the place is because of you. They are a product of you. They live with you. They sleep with you. They eat with you. Everything they do is with you. And if your dog starts misbehaving, chances are it's your problem. So when you bring your dog to a professional, the only thing that they're going to be able to do is tell you and teach you the things on A, what you're doing wrong, and here's how to change it, period. If this podcast was helpful and you like these type of podcasts where I'm just spitballing into the mic, DM me on Instagram at Tom Davis. Send me a message because there's not really ways to communicate on here on the podcast. So I don't know. I can't gauge it. I can't. Let me know. Like, send me a DM once this is out and say, hey, Tom, I really enjoyed that podcast. You don't have to say anything else. I just want feedback on if you guys enjoy podcasts like this because I'll keep doing them because these are wicked easy. So let me know. Send me a DM at Tom Davis. It would be helpful to get some feedback on that. I hope you guys like this podcast. Right now, we're doing $100 off on all of my courses by using discount code YouTube. I'll leave all the information and the link in the description below. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys a lot, and I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.